It's almost impressive the way our Deputy Prime Minister, Chrystia Freeland, feels you could just go into your pocket, take your money. It's no big deal because she decided that you're already rich enough. She decided you have enough. She set the limit. If you can afford this, then I can afford to take more money from you. You're wealthy, right? Uh-huh. That's what she said. It's entirely reasonable to ask someone who could afford a plane or a boat or a luxury car to pay an additional tax. Really? A luxury car even? Yeah, some electric vehicles fall into that category. Nice carbon plan you have there. I bet if you ask the truckers and mechanics who are here, I think she should probably stay away from truckers, but I bet if you ask the truckers and mechanics who are here, do they think it's fair for someone who's spending $250,000 on a boat to pay a 10% luxury tax so we can afford the things we need as a country? I bet, she said, I bet they'd say, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, maybe it does. Let's look into that. What if the person who buys that $250,000 boat is someone who worked their entire life and this was the dream of their retirement? To have a boat that they could live on in the summer, and then maybe they'll take it down south in the winter, and that's their entire time. But you've decided that that middle-class worker, maybe it's a cop or a firefighter or someone who works in the civil service in Ottawa, you've decided that they're suddenly rich now because they're going to buy a boat. And anyway, are there enough people buying those things to bring in enough money to pay for the things we need as a country? Is that even a big enough revenue source? I have a lot of questions here. Moshe Lander is an economist, senior lecturer in economics at Concordia University, and joins me on the phone to talk about this right now. Thank you for doing this. We appreciate it.
Good morning.
Can we start with this vein that they're mining? Is there a lot of money to be collected in taxes in this area?
Not really. I think the projection that I saw was that they're expecting maybe about $150 million. So that is a lot of money to me. I'm sure it's a lot of money to you. But when the government is bringing in roughly around $28 billion a quarter in revenue, this is a rounding error. It's chump change to them. I agree with you. I'm not really sure what they're trying to get at with this.
Yeah. Okay. So it doesn't raise a lot of money. Does it hurt a lot of people? I mean, is it something doesn't bring in a lot of money, but it's painless to take it? Will it cost Canadians their jobs, for example?
Yeah. The Americans tried something like this about 30 years ago during Bush Sr.'s term. It lasted about 2 years, which is about as long as Bush Sr. himself lasted. And when the Clinton administration came in, they said, this is ridiculous. And the Clinton administration, of course, was center left and said, this tax on the rich is crazy. And they abolished it. And the Americans have never considered it again. It could cost jobs because the cost is going to be shifted almost entirely onto the buyer of these cars and boats and airplanes. And when you're that rich, if you can afford these sorts of luxuries, there were so many goods that were exempted from this tax that they'll just shift their conspicuous consumption elsewhere. And that's going to leave these industries without a lot of demand. And that means jobs are going to go.
And if it's true that they're truly luxury items, by definition, I could just say to the government, to hell with it, I'm not buying it. And so they don't collect any tax on it. In fact, they don't collect the HST on it. It doesn't create the job that you hope it creates to buy those things. So it actually could entirely backfire on them, couldn't it?
Yeah, and I expect it will. You know, the amazing thing about the rich is that they're pretty mobile too, right? So, you know what? They're just not going to buy these luxury items in Canada. Or if the government tries to extend its arm beyond the Canadian borders to say, if you buy it anywhere, we're going to tax it, then all of a sudden you might find that they start enjoying these goods elsewhere. It's not inconceivable that a rich person just decides to up sticks. The earlier reference that you were making to somebody who saves their entire life to save for the boat. You know what? They can up sticks too and go spend 6 months of the winter time down in Arizona or down in Florida where they can enjoy a boat, or a timeshare. There's so many different ways that this tax can be avoided if necessary. So it is going to backfire on them. I think I'm pretty confident in saying that this is not going to do what they want. It's more populism than it is good economics.
I could always do a Paul Martin if I want a nice boat to retire on. register it and buy it in some other country, register it there, and then I can bring it to Canada anytime I want.
And that's exactly it. It's it, you know, so it's not in your name. It's in the name of a holding company, or it's in the name of a numbered corporation. There's so many different ways that this tax can be avoided. So it's just, I think that the government needs to misdirect at this point and just kind of cause an issue that's not really concerning Canadians right now on the list of things that we're concerned about, you know, climate change or another wave of COVID or back to school for the kids. Nobody's talking about the government needs to come up with a few more billion dollars here or there. We're really not even talking about the deficit. You know, a year ago, we would have been gnashing our teeth at $350 billion and what that's going to do for the Canadian economy. Now we're saying a $50 billion deficit. Who cares? Get that inflation rate under control. That's the bigger concern.
Yeah, the problem with some of the tactics you've talked about for avoiding paying the tax, because you could say, look, well, then why are you worried about it, Bill? Rich people are still going to buy the boat. Somebody's still got to build the boat. But they may buy the boat somewhere else. So that means the dealership that you were going to buy the boat or the luxury car from or whatever, they're not going to make the sale. So it could hurt the Canadian retail part of the business more than any other part. And that's not helpful either. Why would we want to have people lose jobs and then have taxes paid in some other country? I just don't understand where they're going with this. I really don't.
No, I think that if they want to tax the rich more, the fact is the easiest thing to do is you just increase the top marginal tax rate. Like that's as simple as that. This tax is distortionary too. And that's another thing that I think they missed the boat on, pun intended. Why didn't they tax like jewelry? Why didn't they tax cottages? Those items are exempt from this tax. So really all you're going to find then is that you just shift from, okay, you know what? My toy was a car. Now my toy is going to be a cottage in the Muskokas. So there, the tax is avoided entirely. And I've distorted my behavior. If you increase the top income tax bracket, or if you introduce a brand new income tax bracket on the super rich, then we don't have to worry about that lifetime saver who dreamed of a boat. They're not going to be subject to that tax. And the fact is then that wherever you choose to spend your income on whatever item, even if it's just plain old going to Walmart, you're going to pay more in taxes. And that way it's not necessarily costing people jobs and it's not shifting behavior around in a way to try and avoid the tax. Remember that rich people can afford rich accountants and rich lawyers who say this is how we get around the tax, not how we just shrug our shoulders and say, well, I guess they got us this round.
Yeah, I guess, though, it's low-hanging fruit, right, for the Liberal government. They look at it and go, well, who's going to stand up and lobby on behalf of people who want to buy a $300,000 boat? The answer is probably not a lot of people. But, you know, when we start to see layoffs come, if it backfires on them, then there will be a backlash. So we'll have to wait and see. I won't even ask you to explain how you pay the tax, whether it's the minimum or the maximum and over 100,000, because I went down that rabbit hole early this morning. It's a little complicated. When it comes time to buy the boat, you'll figure it out on your own. But thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
Oh, man. Tax. There's also a sugar tax going into effect down east today, and we've got the carbon taxes and a lot more taxes to be paid. That'll really break the back of this inflation cycle we're in, huh? Getting people to pay even more for stuff. That's Moishe Lander, economist, senior lecturer in economics at Concordia University. This has been, well, this is still is, The Morning Rush. Good morning. I'm Bill Carroll.